In this episode of Doctor Who Podchalk, episode 226, the extra edition for Podchalk supporting subscribers, we interview Tommy Knight of the Sarah Jane Adventures, in which he plays Luke Smith, the adopted son of Sarah Jane Smith. We also have Doctor Who news and more in this episode of Doctor Who Podchalk. If you're a Doctor Who Podchalk supporting subscriber, the show is in your personalized feed right now. If you're not already a Podchalk supporting subscriber, remember, for a low monthly subscription fee as a show of support, not only will you be helping us continue and grow the show, but you'll get extra content as well, such as this episode of Doctor Who Podchalk. Plus, we have other ways of showing our appreciation to supporting subscribers, including occasional giveaways to random supporting subscribers, discounts to special events like our event coming up this month with Daphne Ashbrook celebrating 25 years of the Gallifreyan Embassy, and more. To learn how to become a Doctor Who Podchalk supporting subscriber, simply go to gallifreyanembassy.org or podchalk.net and click on the top banner there to become a Doctor Who Podchalk supporting subscriber. If you are already a Podchalk supporting subscriber, thank you for your continued support.
Ken Deeb here, back on Doctor Who Podchalk, along with Louis Trapani and James Stone, with Tommy Knight from Sarah Jane.
Hello.
And also The End of Time.
Bit of Doctor Who, yeah.
Is this your first con?
This is my first Who con, yeah. It's first overseas. I've done little conventions back home and things like that. I've done some comic cons and things, which have been so much fun. But this is the first time where I've been quite important.
Well, I'm sure the crowd is probably quite different here. So how has that adjustment been?
The people here are so lovely. I haven't met one person who hasn't greeted me with a smile. Mm-hmm. When I just walk along, everyone's like, "Oh, hello, how you doing? Good morning." Yeah. Things like that. It's the nicest feeling ever. It's so lovely. You don't get that back in the
day. And you've really gone down a complete storm. Everybody, you know, your interview
rockstar. Rockstar status.
It was brilliant. And everybody found you terrific. So
everyone here is terrific. That's the best bit. That's the best bit. I'm like, slowly, bit by bit, Luke is maturing into his, you know, his own individual character, you know. He's like, he's getting his own bit of fashion sense. He's knowing what's going on. He's doing better social, like, situations, things like that. He's doing really well. Like, I want to see him use his brains and his brawn, because he has none. I want to see him use his brains to, you know, just put a lot more into the whole Sarah Jane.
Now since the Doctor's been on it, and
it's grown so much more recognition, hasn't it?
It has, and more adults are starting to watch it. How do you feel about that, and how do you approach that?
I really love it. Like, I'm going to go home, I'm going to start episode one, and I'm going to work my way through, and I need to do that.
What if you don't like it?
I'm open-minded. I will like it. And when we were filming it, I was so scared inside. It was terrible, because there's Colin Teague with a big green stick with a little green ball on the end, waving it and just coming up the stairs going, "Be scared, be scared." It was a terrifying experience for me.